Get your smoke on, get your chill on. Let's get these conversations on. Calling all moms and anybody who's living life. The Pop Moms Podcast is here.
D-E-F-G. Wait, D-E-F-G.
E-F-G-H.
There we go. Hi, welcome back. We're doing ABCs of Cannabis again. If you did not listen last time, go check out the last episode. We covered A, B, C, and D. Really loved that carpet weed segment, guys, yep. So don't miss it.
And to be honest, bong water really hit me in a very serious way. And I would like to say, with a round of applause, I have cleaned my first bong.
Yeah!
I did it.
I am so proud of you.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
I'll post pictures to prove it, but I really did it. I used isopropyl alcohol and I used the really thick Morton salt.
Ah, you're incredible. Wait, what did we do for D again?
Dabbing.
Oh, dabbing. Duh.
Duh, we dabbed.
Well, let's dive right in, you guys, for E. What have we got?
For E, we have edibles.
Oh, you know we do.
So these are some of the items that contain cannabis that are most familiar and most widely accepted by people.
I know. I feel like edibles have the least amount of stigma because
yes.
People are like, I can get on board with eating something to fuck me up since I'm used to
They're
drinking
cute,
things
and
whatever.
It doesn't look like weed.
Yeah. Oh, my mom loves
cookies.
Her little mints.
Right.
Yeah. An edible is...
Oh my God. Okay, let's just go ahead and stuff this over. Oh my God.
I actually think you should leave it in. We're striving for authenticity here at Pop Moms Podcast. So our
And words are hard.
Well, words are hard. And you're trying to read your own messy handwriting.
It's true, because I have to get all of my thoughts out before they fleet away from my brain because of, again, ADHD. So this is an easily digestible one, you guys, is what I've been trying to say. Cannabis is infused into a fat-soluble base, such as butter or oil, and an edible is any food containing marijuana.
Marijuana. Well, I love this. And edibles, I don't love, to be honest. I mean, I like edibles when I'm sick. Like, they're my immediate go-to. When I had COVID, Trevor immediately went and stocked us up with edibles because they put me to sleep. Like, no matter what type of edibles I do... Just the thought of knowing that I have consumed an edible makes me want to immediately go to sleep, even when I know they have not kicked in yet.
Okay, so that's very real. I completely agree with you.
Yeah.
I have the same stigma against edibles, which,
yeah.
Again, is totally fine, like, if you're looking to use an edible to, like, go to sleep.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, my brain doesn't work that way, and I can't front load my dosage of my edible soon enough that I don't wake up still... kind of foggy.
I know. That's the thing. And I think that is feedback that a lot of people give when they talk about, you know, their consumption with cannabis is that it makes them so tired. And I would argue that, like, edibles, yes, make you so tired.
Yes.
But for me, of course, my preferred methods of consumption are, like, sativa pen, in which case I don't. And ultimately, I basically don't like... I don't know, anything that makes me sleepy.
They're kind of long. They take, like, a really long time. So, I mean, they take up to 2 hours to ramp,
yeah.
Which is a lot of time. And I think that's where a lot of the misdosing comes from when you get, like,
yes.
Another term that we were thinking about using. But it's called greening out, where you take too much weed.
Yeah.
And I will say that there has never been an overdose, so to speak, of weed, because you would have to eat, like, pound for pound how much you weigh in weed, which would be not only expensive, but, like, kind of a total waste, because
yeah.
just a couple, not even pounds into it, you'd be totally fine. But my point being is that they're less easy to control.
Yeah, and I think when people have bad experiences with weed, it's always edibles.
It's always edibles, because it depends on what you have in your stomach. It depends on, I mean, for women, the time of our month, depending where you are in your cycle, that can affect how cannabis hits you when you consume it.
Your tolerance,
your
obviously.
Your tolerance, obviously, yep. And just there's so many things that come into play that are not standard across so many different people.
Yeah, and I think they are doing a better job now of controlling dosage and you know, moderating how much is in what people buy. So that, like, when you buy a chocolate bar now and you break it into 10 pieces.
Very standard.
Yeah, they do, you know, it used to be kind of a dice roll, right? Yeah. Like, you couldn't tell.
Like, who knew which brownie had how much in it based off how good of a stirrer you were?
Oh, my God. My dad's friend makes these edible cookies, and they are horrific. And now it's like this, I mean, not horrific. They're delicious, but they're just, they're the OG edibles where you have no idea how fucked up you're going to get. And my dad will keep them in the freezer for way too long, to the point that the time before last that we ate them, we all got horrific stomach aches because, like, I don't know, the butter had gone bad. Probably they were so old. We just felt terrible. And then the last time we had them, I felt basically nothing, which is, like, maybe my tolerance, maybe not. I don't know. But Trevor was so fucked up. He had to go to bed at 7 p.m. He was just sitting out on the patio with sunglasses on. Mind you, this was winter. Like, it was not sunny. And he was just wrapped in a blanket, like, I'm gonna have to go to bed.
That's so relatable. And good job going outside. And good job knowing your body when it's just, like, time to go to bed. Because that is the best thing to do. I will say it time and time again. If you get too high, go to sleep.
Go to sleep, right? And
you're not gonna have crazy dreams.
Yeah.
You're just gonna literally be knocked the F out.
You're gonna have no dreams, probably, actually. Because
that's what I said, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, with cannabis, you have basically none dreams, and then
I had a great dream last night. Oh, I would really like to go ahead and say that. No, so I am really anticipating watching White Men Can't Jump.
Ooh.
Because, so, my history of, like, celebrity crushes are, like, totally, like, gross people, like Post Malone. Like, I think he probably smells disgusting, but, like, for some reason, that is just really enticing to me.
That's hysterical.
So, Jack Harlow, my new person.
Oh, swoon. Yeah.
Okay. Oh my gosh. But on the edible note, so the reason that edibles are also so unpredictable is because it's usually, like, I'm going to use the term swag. It's like the swag of the weed.
Yeah.
It's all the trimmings. It's all the clippings. It's all of the non-pretty buds. It's all of the, just the junk, you know? And that's kind of why I think it makes
like
us feel like
the
junk.
The dog kibble of weed.
Oh, 100%. 100%. And, like, I've even gone as far, because, like, okay, because I will try anything, like, 100 times, clearly. So... I've
can't
tried
knock
edibles.
It till you've tried it.
Exactly. I've tried edibles on, I mean, so many different occasions. I now just get gut rot from them. So I actually stay away from most edibles because I can't. Yeah. I can have Mr. Moxie's mints. Those are okay.
I like the Pioneer Squares.
Squares are good. But again, like, they all rot my stomach, even in smaller doses. So
yeah.
I even have tried cannabis specific strain. I will say, hold on, backtrack. There's one edible, and it's by Lush, the company Lush, if you're in Washington. They really do a great job because they use single strains from a single provider. So you're getting the same type of weed.
Ooh, instead of
when
like
you're
a
eating
grab bag of all the weed.
Literally, instead of just a grab bag of all the different kinds that are on hand there, whatever it be. So Lush is a really good one if just edibles honestly aren't working for you. You can get a little bit more targeted symptom relief based off of what you tell your bud tender.
Yeah.
And then I've also tried strain specific like pills almost.
Okay.
So like to try to get more of that sativa vibe from it, which I will say those did work for me pretty well, but they just made me too damn hungry. Like
yeah.
I couldn't consume them and like be in a place with food.
And I was going to say, like, disclaimer here, check with your local bud tender, because since I'm not into edibles, I probably have not done enough of my homework on like which type of edibles I might be more into. And I will say those Pioneer Square 1-to-1 CBD THC, I mean, those are my go-tos. We have like 5 bags at all times, just so that if I'm sick, I can eat them. Or like if we're feeling wild, if my mom is here, if my neighbor wants one, like she loves an edible every once in a while. So we'll do that.
Here at the weed den.
At Pot Central. But, you know, I was like, yeah, that actually does sound like Pot Central, 5 bags. But, okay, these are tiny bags, you guys. They're like little bags with, I don't know, 10 servings.
You don't have to justify yourself.
You're
this
right.
is your house.
This is a shame-free space at Pot Central. Anyways, but, you know, they're nice to just have on hand in case you need them.
Yep.
In case you need to sleep. But I'm very mindful of what I have going on the next morning because I just always wake up like, ugh, I want to sleep more.
I can't nail it. I can't nail the edibles. And I do think that's partially my own fault. But one more funny edible story. God, I have so many funny edible stories. But
I know. I was like, don't limit yourself. We can drag these out as long as we want.
With our Flynn Farms weed that we grew last year, We made a batch of butter. And so the way that you make butter, the way that we make butter, is you get a bunch of butter, and then you put the wheat in a crock pot with the butter, and you turn it on. We start at high, go to low, then go to keep warm. Because when you make an edible and when you use wheat in it, you have to decarb it. So that's what activates the THC component. Otherwise, you would literally just be eating, like, plant matter.
Yeah.
So my husband made this amazing butter. It was, like, the color of, like, new sprouts in spring. It was like what I would consider like a little woodland fairy to be colored. Gorgeous. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. We made cookies with it. It was the type where you could have two cookies, be totally like clear-headed with your kids, super great, awesome, whatever. Cut to the second batch that we made. The color change was, I would call it an angry green. It was so dark and so ominous and so just dark. It was dark green. It was forest green.
Interesting. Same weed.
But we left it in there for a ton longer. The difference. Yeah, the longer you leave it in there, the more THC it's going to have in it. So we had this beautiful baby yellow. Not baby yellow. Baby green, right?
First batch.
And then like old crotchety woman green. I'm just kidding. But it was so potent. And we used it to make cookies for Thanksgiving because I love
Thanksgiving.
Literally. So me, my sister-in-law, and my husband had one cookie. I might have even had a half cookie. Like, I am not fucking around. And it was so potent. I couldn't have conversations with people who weren't as high as I was, which was, again, like, luckily we did like a Nintendo playoff, like we were able to control the situation. But it was really funny because we sent my father-in-law home with these cookies, and he is 6'7", super tall guy. And so I asked my husband, oh my God, did you tell him how potent these are? And he goes, oh no, I'll text him later. And I was like, nope, we're texting him right now.
Right now.
So I texted him and he basically was like, I wondered if you guys put something in there. He's like, but they sure helped me sleep. So there you go.
There we go.
Edibles, they're kind of just for sleeping.
Yeah. As far as we're concerned. But, you know, choose your own adventure. If you like edibles, let us know. And if you have a brand of edible that you love, that you feel like is very predictable and manageable and doesn't make you sleepy, please let us know at Pop Moms Podcast. Well, popmomspodcast@gmail.com or DM at Pop Moms Podcast. Now, what have we got for F?
F is for flower.
Of course it is.
F is also for female, which all flower that you're consuming is female. So, hey, girl power.
Girl power. The future is female. And so is your weed.
100%. So, what is flower? You can use it. That's what you smoke. That's what you're smoking in your joints. You can use it to make concentrates. You can use it to make tinctures and oils. What's in it? The full spectrum of cannabinoids, which is awesome. That's what really creates that psychoactive effect. Personally, that I enjoy when I'm consuming cannabis.
Yeah, I love flower too. And I think my only holdup in not consuming more flower nowadays is the smell and trying to be functional as a mom and parent without like having a bunch of stinky weed. But
I really have, on the contrary, just embraced smelling like weed.
I love that for you.
I very routinely will go to my kids' jujitsu class and I'm like, oh shit.
Oh,
should
surprise.
I have maybe not smoked so close to leaving? But to be honest, again, like that's just who I am. And I mean, know. Like, I don't think it's overpowering. No one has ever said anything to me. Don't get me wrong. But I think a lot of people like me and I think that's why.
Yeah. You're so relatable, you know?
They're like, I got high in my garage before coming here too.
Amazing. Oh yeah. I know, and when I think back to how brazen I used to be with the smell of weed, I will never forget. I left a bag, an eighth, from good old Jerry.
Hey, Jer.
Of Mr. Purple Nice Guy, and I will never forget this weed. This, perhaps to date, the best weed we had all ever had.
I mean,
to date,
for sure. But I love purple.
Even still now, I think back on this weed. Like, I have never encountered weed like this ever since that day. And I left this eighth in my purse on my stairs and then went upstairs, too high, went to sleep. This was in high school, mind you. I come downstairs and the entire house smells like weed. And I'm like, well, obviously I'm fucked, right? And my dad looks like visibly disappointed. Oh. No, I know, right? And he's visibly disappointed. And I was like, what is happening? And he's like, your mother. And my mom is like, I obviously found this. I flushed it down the toilet. I mean, I don't even remember, like, the exchange. I just remember that both my dad and I were equally as bummed, even though this was a time when my dad had not, like, openly acknowledged and admitted that he was obviously also a weed smoker. But he was like, do you smell that? Did you see that weed? I cannot believe you flushed it down the toilet. I was like, yeah, Mom, what the hell? It was the purple Mr. Nice Guy. Like,
You're like, at least make me smoke it all.
I know.
At least... What happened to those punishments?
Right? But anyway. R.I.P. Purple Mr. Nice Guy down my house childhood toilet.
Now I like feel like I need to try that strain because I am a very big fan of everything purple.
Oh my gosh, we gotta find it for you. I'm gonna find it. I'll call Jerry after this.
Yes, amazing. So what else is in flower? It contains flavonoids, trichomes, terpenes, and more. There's different grades of flower. You can get premium flower, which is considered the best. You can get popcorn flower, which I call them small but mighty.
Mm.
So they're usually smaller. They're more compact. They're not like those beautiful buds that like they'll try to make you look at through a glass. I'm like, no. Just put it in my bag.
Yeah, there you go.
And then there's shake and trim, which kind of is what we talked about, goes into a lot of the edibles. The shake and the trim has THC in it too. It can totally get you high because, again, that's all located in the trichomes. So flower, it's female. You're consuming it in... honestly, most ways that you're consuming cannabis in one way or another.
It's the flower, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and do you have a favorite? So premium flower.
Yeah, let's talk about strains.
I'm kind of all over the map with strains. I was just going to say, shout out to Secret Gardens of Washington. I feel like they do the most wonderful and fabulous premium flower. Like, if I'm buying it from any dispensary, I'm always looking for their stuff, so.
I've got, like, my I'll call them four. One of them is just a concentrate, so I'm kind of like giving it a star because we're talking about flower.
Yeah.
I love Soulshine Cannabis.
Mm-hmm.
They make a Golden Lion strain that is out of this world. They also make one called Narnia, which is like literally the shit. And shout out to Lex Be Weird because she is the one who told me about it. And to this day, one of my favorite strains. I love Constellation as well. They are the only infused product that I will actually consume because I have firsthand seen how they make it. And it's really amazing. And then Sweetwater Farms is my go-to. I love their strains. I love them so much. Every time I walk into my, I will actually seek out dispensaries who carry them because I can kind of build my basket around it.
Okay.
Really, really, really huge fans of those three. And then the one, but it's a concentrate, but Halo Cannabis is really great too.
Oh my gosh, nice. I feel like I'm so far removed from all of the like strain talk, whatever, all of the actual flower products because I've been just so focused in my last 2 years of life.
It doesn't matter at some point.
Yeah.
You know, like I always, and I hope that the,
I was like, somebody,
here's a message for all of the cannabis companies out there.
Well, I was also going to say like, don't say it doesn't matter. There's so many people out there like, hey, it definitely matters. But
you know. Everything I say matters.
Yeah. Well, I also mean like the what type of strain and company
I'm saying strain names are just they're not derived from anything except for high goofiness.
Oh, preach. Yes.
So if you're not, unless you're taking from
so the strain blue, name does not matter.
The
that
blue
is true.
Dreams or, you know, the way the original OG strains that like honestly are they don't even exist anymore and have to be almost recreated.
Oh my gosh.
That's what I meant. But I love the names. I buy based off the names. That is marketing 101.
Secret Gardens, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Alien. I love so much. It's so great.
Like give me puns.
Yeah.
Make me laugh. One was riding a bicycle or so. There's some really good ADHD references like within the cannabis naming. But it slays me.
I love it. Well, we love flower. Flower is, you know, the
best.
It's
honestly our main, main form.
Our main side chick.
All right.
Main chick.
Moving forward to letter G. G is for ganja.
Ganja.
Ganja is one of the monkey ears that is most used to call cannabis by another name.
The monikers?
That is what.
The monkey ears?
The monkey ear.
The monkey
ear. That's what it is. It's monkey ear. Yeah. Moniker. Who says moniker?
I don't know.
I wrote it monkey year two.
Hilarious.
Now, let's sit back and let's deep dive its origins.
Okay, tell me more about this common monkeyer of Canada.
I actually love that. I think I have to say monkeyer from now on. Okay. But I really like the moniker.
Moniker, that's the word.
Totally. It is actually one of the oldest and most common names for marijuana. So when talking to your boomer uncle, try ganja.
Ah.
The name itself is borrowed from Hindu origins, and it refers to, I think you're going to like this, a powerful preparation.
Oh, I love that.
Because we've talked about amplification being an output of cannabis.
100%. Oh my gosh, it is such an amplifier, I should say. An amplificator.
See, words are guys, hard. And especially when we're on the spot, and we're so just desiring making everyone feel like it's worth listening to.
Yeah, no kidding. I know.
The word made its way over to the Western world by way of 19th century workers whose descendants are now known as Indo-Jamaicans. So we're going to fast forward in that Jamaican lane to Peter Tosh, who really popularized it with the song Legalize It.
Oh, yeah.
And cue Rastafarian loveliness for making it something that we continue to talk about.
Oh, yeah. And one of my close friends, oh, I guess I can't. Well, now I'm like, we got to cut it because it's his name, basically, but we
No,
don't.
You just said close friends. You have so many close friends.
Well, I know, but the...
It's not Jerry. Just that.
Ganja will always make me think of him because his last name sounded like that. And so we all called him blank Ganja instead of what his last name was. But the story will not hit in the same way if you don't actually know his name. So
yeah.
Carrying on as we were.
Pretty blind as to who this person might be.
Oh, anyone who knows me knows who it is. But anyways, yeah. So ganja, obviously, a term of endearment, if you
will. I would say endearment. I think it's still a little bit less harsh than marijuana.
Weed.
Which I feel like you can't say it without some sort of disdain.
I know. And also, just now that I've, you know, am entering this world more with our podcast, seeing how everybody is constantly using emojis or like at signs and cannabis, all of those things, ganja perhaps too, I don't know. Like, what is the algorithm?
It's to avoid the algorithm, dude. It's to not get shadow banned.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Like, does the algorithm recognize, like, we're in Seattle, so all of this is legal, and therefore there shouldn't be any punishment on our content? Or is it like, I should not be writing that?
No, we will get, well, the way I live my life is that I'm going to do it because I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And I do give lots of fucks, but in this particular lane,
yeah.
I do not give a fuck because this is, like treating words in a way that is different, like gives them more power.
Totally.
Right? So through my efforts to destigmatize cannabis, I'm not going to not talk about it.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not going to abide by the rules of the internet.
Yeah.
That's why we're not on TikTok, because I got fucking banned from it like immediately and just decided this wasn't going to be my gym jam. But again, that's another reason why federal legalization is something that we're all goddamn pushing for, because content creators in the cannabis world get constantly fucked by the goddamn man.
I know.
Just for talking about something that we did. Like, oh my God. And how many millions of trillions of dollars are spent on marketing alcohol?
It is so insane.
And I don't hate alcohol. And I love advertisement for alcohol. I love it because I love advertising and I love marketing.
Those Budweiser commercials. Oh my gosh, they're so good.
But at the end of the day, well, I don't really... I like where they were going with it, but then have you seen their new one? It's like super redneck.
Oh, I haven't seen it.
Because
no.
They lost everyone who doesn't like gay people.
Oh, those fucking
idiots. I don't like that. Don't swing the pendulum back that far.
I immediately was just thinking of
the one. For the love of ganja.
For the love of ganja. I was just thinking of the one with the Clydesdale horses and the dog, you know? I feel like
that's Budweiser. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We were talking about Budweiser.
Yeah.
I was thinking about all of their recent strives to support trans
like
people.
With Dylan
right.
Mulvaney and
exactly.
Then oh I know and people got so upset. You're like, why is anybody upset about that? I cannot wrap my head around
but me. It's all just dicks and vaginas. Who fucking cares which one?
I know. Oh my God, it's so stupid.
That one I have very strong feelings on.
I know. I was like, this is a whole episode. I don't know if this is the episode to drop into all that, so.
You're right, because we're moving right on to letter H.
Right on to letter H.
I told you I was good at transitions.
I love that.
H is for hemp.
Oh my gosh. Hemp is a very important topic to
discuss. It's very familiar, right? You hear about hemp. The thing when I was like, hemp, what's the difference between weed and hemp?
Yeah, let's talk about that. But also, like, hemp clothing, so much more sustainable than cotton. It's like...
hemp production itself can grow anywhere.
Yeah.
It's way, way better on the environment.
Yeah.
More readily available, cheaper to grow. We just need to fucking stop with this whole we don't like hemp or weed.
I know. Ugh, it would be so much better for our world if we could just embrace it and love it. Hemp seeds are also a superfood.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Literally delicious. Put that shit in smoothies. Put it in a parfait.
Yeah.
You parfait your day away.
We love to parfait our day away here at Pop Moms.
But really, what is the difference between weed and hemp is there a psychoactive component called tetrahydrocannabinol. And that stands for THC.
Yeah, and that's what THC stands for.
So hemp has less than 0.3% of THC, so it won't get you high. But to some of Natalie's earlier points, it can make rope, textiles, clothing, shoes, food, paper, bioplastics, insulation, and biofuel. Can we not start? Okay, I learned a lot about the farming community through a conversation over the weekend and how we essentially pay farmers to, we give them money to grow what they're growing, right?
Exactly.
But their whole crop could fail, still get that money, which is totally awesome and something I 100% stand behind that we should do because we need to have our
food system.
Yeah. Supply chain. But if we
monocropping will ruin us.
Well, 100%. But then also, like, if you just grew hemp in, I don't know, an 18th of that
land.
Bucket.
Oh, yeah.
Of farming, you would have renewable sources. You would have far better impact on our environment. And I really just think we should all move to that.
I know. I think we should just become hemp farmers. You heard it here first, guys. We're actually going to drop everything and become hemp farmers.
Yeah, you're not going to get to the rest of the alphabet because we know where our mission lies now.
No, but seriously, hemp is just such an important crop, and I feel like it is not being used to its full potential.
No,
and
I agree with that.
This is, you know, obviously we're just like scratching the surface using it as an H, but if you really dive into hemp in history... the history of hemp is fascinating and just so rich in many millennia of supporting humanity.
Yeah, totally. There were so many H's in there. I was literally stuck on that and I didn't give a shit about what else you said. I'm like, it is rich in H's.
It's rich in H's. No, I know. I'm trying to think back on where I watched this. This had to have been like an episode of, I don't know.
Drunk History. Well, that's where I get my good history lessons from. Well, that and what was it? There was a new one that came out too. It was the history of the world. That's where I get most of my history from because I have to have a side of comedy in it or I'm not going to remember it.
I know. I'm like, why are we not doing a high history segment? We're going to have to do that too.
Next up on Pop Mom's podcast,
high history. all right, you guys. Well,
what do you think about our alphabet? Is it cool? Is it super stupid? Are we alienating people by talking about weed too much? I don't think we are, but we would love to pulse the audience. Let us know.
Let us know, guys. Email us, popmomspodcast@gmail.com or DM us at popmomspodcast.
We're not even halfway through the alphabet, so there is so much of an opportunity for you to impact the way that these future episodes go.
Yeah, or to tell us, stop doing these episodes.
Yeah, I mean, we're great at quitting too.
Bye.